أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
Those who spend the cause of Allah in prosperity and adversity, restrain anger and forgive mankind, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. And those when وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, those having done something to be ashamed of or wrong themselves, they remember Allah and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for their sins. And who is there that can forgive sins besides Allah? And they don't persist in their wrongs, and they know, they realize that there is someone that is reckoning and taking an account. Their rewards is a forgiveness from their Rabb, gardens with rivers flowing beneath, to dwell therein forever, and how excellent is the reward of those who work good. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the rights of people before he can speak about his own rights. And perhaps he emphasizes the rights of people for two reasons. One is, if a person can be good to people and he knows how to fulfill their rights, then obviously he will be good, or all the more he will be good towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he cannot be good and doesn't know how to fulfill the rights of people, then how can you expect him to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala? Number two is, most of the problems, social problems or domestic problems, do take place on account of the fact that we don't fulfill the rights, or we don't know how to fulfill the rights. Maybe one who wants to fulfill the rights, but he doesn't know how to go about fulfilling rights. So Allah Ta'ala in these verses explains how do we go about fulfilling the rights of people. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, they spend in all circumstances, be it in prosperity or adversity. Then number two, they restrain anger, forgive people and do good. When the Sahaba Ikram had listened to this verse, then immediately those that had wealth, they began to spend out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The wealthy began to spend according to their wealth, and the poor according to what they had. اِتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ ثَمَرَةٍ, even a piece of date someone had, but he gave it out. So one is spending freely in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then restraining anger. It is human, it is natural, that when there is something that is disturbing, we become angered. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, that in that circumstance, what do they do? How do they behave, and how do they conduct themselves? So says Wal Kazimin al Ghayz, they restrain the anger. It is natural, but with all that you restrain your anger, you conduct yourself in this manner that you restrain your anger. One Sahabi came up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explained that Allah Ta'ala has revealed this verse. And I don't have anything to give out. I don't have wealth, I don't have gold and silver to give out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, I am a person with social standing. In my community, people love me, they look up at me with respect. So I make a vow with Allah Ta'ala from now onwards, if anybody is going to insult me, disgrace me, embarrass me, then I will forgive him for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I will not revenge, I will not avenge in this life nor in the hereafter. So I give away my respect and my reputation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everybody wanted to give something in the name of Allah ta'ala that was dear to him. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ Hadith, it is reported, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَيُشْرَفَ لَهُ الْبُنْيَانِ وَتُرْفَعَ لَهُ الدَّرَجَاتِ فَلْيَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَهُ The one that desires to live in the lofty palaces of Jannat, and he also desires that his status and his ranks must be elevated on the day of Qiyamah, that he must forgive the person that is doing wrong to him. There may be people that are doing wrong to you within your home, or within the neighborhood, within your community. So your work is then to restrain your anger. So if you want those lofty palaces, and you want to be forgiven, then this is the prescription that you forgive and you restrain your anger. So the hadith says, فَلْيَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَ You want that ranks and you want those lofty palaces, then forgive. Overlook and be good towards people. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will announce that we are those people who have a right against Allah Ta'ala. Normally, we speak about Allah Ta'ala's rights. But there'll be a class of people who will have rights outstanding against Allah Ta'ala. So where are those people? And those people will stand up who had forgiven people, overlooked their faults and their weaknesses, yet had been kind towards them. أحسن إلى من أساء إليك وصل من قطعك This is the height of all good character, that the person that has been doing bad, he's been behaving incorrectly towards you, but you will behave correctly towards him, and you will restrain your anger. Amongst the pious of the past, one person was hurt by his slave. So the slave recited the verse, Wal kazimin al ghayz, those who restrain the anger. So he says, Kazamtu ghayzi, I have restrained my anger. The slave was intelligent, so he says, Wal afina anin nas, and they don't only restrain anger, but they forgive as well. So he says, well, I have forgiven you. And the slave now seen that the boss was in a good frame of mind. He has forgiven, he has restrained his anger. So he recited the last verse, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. So he says, I have set you free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A slave in that day was something worth between 50 and 100,000 rands. But in one minute, in a second, man needs to recite a verse of the Quran, and the heart works like a switch. As you just press the switch and the light goes on, so his heart works like a switch, that you have to just recite the verse of the Quran, remind him of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he responds immediately. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was insulted in public amongst people that held him in esteem and respect. So when you are amongst people who hold you in esteem and respect, and you are insulted, you are embarrassed and disgraced, how do you feel? Now, these are the imams, and when we follow them, there is a reason why we follow them. It is not just their knowledge, it is their righteousness, their character, their taqwa, an embodiment of good. So Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, what he had done, how he responded, he took a tray of gold and silver, whatever currency was used at the time, a good amount, and he went and gave it to him. This person was surprised, astonished, that I had been insulting you, and disgracing you, and you being so kind towards me. He says, well, you have been very kind towards me, that you had passed on your credit to me. Your rewards you have passed on to me. So it is just right that when you have been good towards me, then I be good towards you. Person became so embarrassed and ashamed. He asked forgiveness, and he became one of the leading students of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So when we talk about problems at a domestic level, at a social level, then do we apply these hadiths, these incidents of the pious, to be applied to our lives? Let's give us tawfiq.